Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bus, and everyone else in between. Quarter Center Inmates and Sport Talk Radio. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments here. So, yeah, we were just talking about Tom Brady's situation. And so, as we stated, okay, misses 10 days of camp. That wasn't a big deal. Like, you know, he was getting divorced and whatever. Okay, so he tells him. But at some point, Tom, right, I can't believe we're saying this about Tom Brady, but at some point, Tom, like, you've got to say, okay, you know, you walk into the room and you say, all right, listen, guys, I really appreciate you guys putting up. I know it was, you know, kind of unorthodox, but I'm ready to ball. Let's go. Let's go. And the thing is, so he does these press conferences. So I see him after the game. He goes, well, we're not executing, and every single one of us needs to look in the mirror and figure out why. And little did I know that you wouldn't even go to the walkthrough. You left the city. Remember, like, this is, it's not good. I don't care if you're Tom Brady. Like, dude, it's one thing not to be there on Wednesday. You can't not be there when you're the quarterback for the walkthrough. This is right out of, like, Vince Carter going to the graduation type thing. It's like, bro, you can go get your stupid little, you know, your degree after. The piece of paper will be there for you, Vince. We're playing a game 7 in the morning, okay? Like, if you don't know, remember Vince Carter with the Raptors years ago? For younger people, Vince Carter with the Raptors. They were playing a game 7 against the Philadelphia 76ers in the playoffs. And Vince Carter went to North Carolina. He chartered, like, he made the Raptors fly him to North Carolina on the, you know, the before the game to get a degree, when he just could have waited and got the stupid piece of paper after, right? And of course, so he didn't miss the shot at the end of the game, and people look, whatever. So there's got to be a certain level of commitment that, okay, you know what I mean? I can't be with you on Wednesday, but yeah, from Friday until I'm shutting out the outside world. Like, we always hear about how Tom Brady compartmentalizes things. Well, this isn't like, why would you leave to go to Robert Kraft's wedding? What's this, like, wedding number 6 for this guy? Like, seriously. That's like missing work because your buddy that has, like, 13 girlfriends every month says, oh, I got a new girlfriend. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, and what? It's like Seinfeld. Right? Remember, you want to meet her? No. Remember, like, Seinfeld had a new girl every week, a girlfriend on the show? He said, I got a new girlfriend. You want to meet her? And Lane goes, no, I don't. He goes, you just have it, you know, we'll meet her next week when there's a new one. Like, it was a joke within the joke type thing. I think Jerry just liked to do it to hit on them in real life, personally. But anyways, that's another story. So you could say, okay, well, who cares, Morenci? You're just a stupid idiot on the radio, and he's Tom Brady. So we can't call him out. Well, here's Andrew Whitworth. You know, Andrew Whitworth, pretty respected guy, Andrew Whitworth. Right? And he knows. He knows. He retired. He even said, he tells Colin Cowherd, I got to be honest with you. And it's not a fun thing to say, but for me, it really bothers me. It bothered me because that's how I look up to Tom Brady. That's a pivotal day to get ready and prepare. All right, there was more. Of course, this is not a full. He went on to say that the players in the NFL have always looked up to Tom Brady because of his work dedication. I can remember it off the top of my head, but let me get the full. He said, Tom Brady is always, here it goes. See, why would the other people not just, like, have it all?
Listen from the ashes to take what you've got.
yard barker. Bad reporting.
But I'm not.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Buslam. Everybody else in between, we're kicking it. Let's do this thing. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. We're not done yet. Steve Delvecchio from Larry Brown Sports joined us. We've got Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible, SI.com, Sports Illustrated, stepping up. And then George Kurtz from the Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks will join us in a couple of moments. George Kurtz is a big Yankee fan. The Yankees and the Guardians were delayed. We'll get his thoughts on who has the advantage. We'll get his thoughts on the National League Championship Series. We'll get his thoughts on the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs closed as minus 530 favorites tonight, and they lost. You want to talk about underachievers, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Look up the word underachiever in the dictionary, and you will see. Actually, you'll see a lot. You'll see Denver Broncos, Chargers, Leafs. You'll see a lot. I saw Russell Wilson. I got the sound down, obviously, so I'm seeing his press conference. He looks depleted. Like, I've never seen him look like this. Normally he's like Joel Osteen. Well, you know, he'll drop some God thing and life is good and, you know, it's just a game and every day's a blessing. You know, that's his thing. He doesn't look like that right now. he actually looks like kind of shocked. Like, I'd never seen Russell. Like, he looks worse right now in his press conference than he did after the Super Bowl. I'm dead serious. And I said on Twitter, I got to believe that it got ugly in the Broncos room after. How much, there's only so much the Broncos defense is going to take before, I mean, we're talking about emotional dudes, right? And emotions are going to run high after. So everybody gets in the room at once and somebody's going to say something. Like, and I figured it would be tonight that somebody would just say, yo, you mother effers, like in the room, like the defense versus the offense, that, yo, you know what I mean? We're out here busting our balls, and you guys can't get an effing first down. And now you guys drop the ball. Like I said, this stuff happens all the time, all right, in which the offense and defense will turn on each other in the room. You know, you guys can't get a stop. It's more, you know, but this is going to get ugly because Wilson makes a lot of money. And guys in the room know that. They're like, dude, this guy's making $50 million a year, man. And he can't get us a first down. He's worse than Drew Lock.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Grid.com.
Marinci.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am RNC. So much to unpack. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, San Diego, in the house, and we'll break down the series with George Kurtz. Shout out to everybody in Dallas, Texas. And Kurtz actually happens to be, Kurtz is hitting all the bases. He happens to be a Cowboy fan and a Yankee fan. One note, though, about Russell Wilson. And I just said, like, if you see his press conference, he looked like sad type stuff. Like, normally he rolls out like the Joel Osteen positivity, this and that. And that's what I wanted to say. I don't have a problem with it. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with him being a religious person and a man of faith. And it is true. This is just a game. But the problem is, it's not a game to the fans, right? Like, to the people of Denver, it's not a game. And
Even if all that is true, like in real life, it is true. These games do not matter, you know, in the big picture. God doesn't care. You know, heaven and hell and all this will not be judged by Nate Hackett's decisions. He's a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? But people, it's sort of like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to know your famous actress or whatever, or, you know, women like in Hollywood. It's like, hey, listen, it's better if people think you're single, okay? Even if they'll never be with you, the illusion is still that they could be somehow, right? The illusion is like, you know, like perception of reality in life. And it doesn't sit well with people if Russell Wilson comes out after a loss and goes, let's ride. And, you know, while I, you know, I'm a man of faith and family and then football. And dude, people are paying money. People live and die for this. Don't tell them that. They don't have $250 million, Russ. It's easier for you to love God, right? You know what I mean? It's easier for you to tell people, well, you know, it's just a game and I love faith and football and my family. You have hundreds of millions of dollars. You live in a mansion. You've got a hot wife. The fans don't. They don't want to hear that, right? They want to hear that I'm extremely disappointed in myself, that I suck, and I'm going to do everything possible. Like, you know what I mean? You got to roll out, like, basically, I apologize to the city of Denver. I know the standard is higher here than I am delivering, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this here, right? And then people are like, all right, listen, man, give him a chance, back off, you know what I'm saying? But when you roll out the, you know, let it ride and doing videos and dancing every day and stuff, there's nothing to dance about. It's not funny, right? You traded, like, you know, this is a business. You know, it's let's just call it out for this. It's a business. It's not a game. It's a business, right? You have the team just got sold for $5 billion. So it's a business, and they gave away four picks for this, right? It's, you know what I mean? They can't just be the let it ride and dance and TikTok videos, man, because that's when somebody on the defense is going to start punching people in the face in the locker room. Let's bring in George Kurtz right now. What's going on, Kurtz?
Well, we got a little bit of a reprieve tonight, huh, for us as a Yankee fan here. But I think what you're trying to say is, you know, most professional players are given some kind of media course of how to talk, you know, to the fans, to the media, about what you should talk about. About, even if you don't mean it, say sort of what you're saying here. I got to be better. I didn't play well tonight. Fans will understand that for the most part. At least they'll give you a second, third chance here before they're not going to care about it anymore when you're playing crappy for 6 weeks here. But the way he comes across is not going to work in Denver.
The thing is, if you come across like you don't care, right? That's the thing. Even if you don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing. Even if you don't, the Dodgers are the same way. Like, right now, there's a lot of anger with Dodger fans that there wasn't anger with the team. You know what I mean? It's like, do these guys even care? Like, even I brought it up the other day. I said, where's, like, the life? Where's the passion, man? Like, where's the, you know what I mean? Well, you guys, do you have fun doing this, right? Like, did you see any of the Dodgers smile, George, during a series ever? Like, even when San Diego were losing and down, man, they were smiling and, like, getting the crowd into it. And, like, they were enjoying the moment. The Dodgers look like it's a job, right? And it's like, well, all right, we didn't win, but the Dodgers still owe me, you know, $350 million anyways, right? You know, you just sort of get that feeling from them. And that's, you know, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but that's the feeling. The Dodger players just don't seem to care enough when they lose. And fans don't like that. Right? You got to fake it. Like I said, it's not hard, George. You roll out. I'm very disappointed in myself. I know I can be better. In fact, I'm embarrassed, and I know the standards are high.
Even if you don't mean it.
We're going to get there.
Even if you don't mean it, just say those words. What are you on the media conference for? A couple of minutes? Say all the right things. I mean, come on. There's a million little cliches you can say there and stuff like that. Yeah. Once the game's over and you're away from the media, you can laugh, go bananas. Maybe you don't give a crap. It is a job. We hear this over and over again. It is a job. But when you're from the media, don't act like that. Yeah, as you said, you know, not all of us have a crooked number in front and then 10 zeros after that number in our bank account. You know, so a lot of fans are taking this very seriously, where it's live and die. It's how they, their workday is over. They watch a game that night. They want to feel good about themselves. They want their home team to win. They spend money on the merch. They spend money on the tickets. They spend money on the cable packages to watch all these things. So I get that. I get that. But it's, come on, Gabe, the game has changed since you and I first started watching sports. In the 70s, they all cared about winning. It's all they cared about winning. 80s, too, for that matter, because they wanted that playoff money. That playoff money meant so much. They needed that extra money. Now these players, I mean, Yeah, all right, I lost.
Well,
I don't care. I'm going to Aruba. What do I care?
Yeah, but not all of them. It's not.
No, like, not all. Of course.
No, like, we can't. You can't. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, like, even Deion Sanders was on 60 Minutes. I didn't get an opportunity to see the interview. I saw some of the clips and, you know, the takeaways from it. I'm actually going to sit down and watch that. But Deion Sanders was asked because he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. And, you know, there's talk about him going to a big-time college and coaching. And he was asked about coaching in the NFL. And he said he would never coach in the NFL because players don't care enough. He said, oh, I wouldn't be able to handle dealing with players that don't love the game that I love so much. And I thought that was like, and I like Deion, but I thought it was a pretty presumptuous statement from him. There's a difference, Deion, between you being a better player than other people, then that doesn't mean that they don't love the game, right? You know, tell that to J.J. Watt, bro, that played a couple of days after his heart stopped, George. You know what I mean? Guy's already rich. J.J. Watt didn't need to play that game. He did. How about Jordan Poyer? I wanted to get to this story. Do you hear about Jordan Poyer, the Buffalo Bills?
I did.
He was not clear to fly. All right? So think about this. Imagine being told, you know, you're not healthy enough to get on a plane. Like, doctors say, listen, you can't get on a plane right now because you're not healthy enough. He drove 16 hours across five states, 1,000 miles to play in this football game because he had a collapsed lung. So, you know what I mean? Like, so when Deion says, oh, today's players don't care, I mean, like, the average fan, too, thinks sort of that because, you know, we're bitching about Russell Wilson, George, you know what I mean? And, oh, he makes all his money, he's got this and that. Yeah, what about guys like Jordan Poyer? You know what I mean? Imagine they said, listen, I got a collapsed lung. The doctors won't even let me on an effing plane. I can't play a football game in 2 days. No, he says, you know what? Let's strap it up, buttercup. Let's drive the 15 hours and do this thing. And he did. That's caring. If that's not caring, I don't know what is, Kurtz.
Oh, no, agreed. You know, I'm playing because the air pressure is obviously going to be bad for the lung there. We've heard that before. I believe Deshaun Watson did the same thing, believe it or not, when they were playing, I think it was after the Cowboy game, they were playing in Florida.
He took a 12-hour bus ride from Texas to Florida.
Yeah, so not quite as far as Poyer, but same sort of thing. I think
12 hours and 15 hours.
Care about his winning.
Same thing.
All fans care about his winning. They don't hear about anything else, but I'll admit, I get kind of annoyed when let's say the Cowboys are losing, and you see the players laughing on the sideline late in the game, and the game's over, and smiling. It gets to me as well. Then I let it go quickly, but it does bother me as well. Like, you just lost a game, man. I mean, you might be a little bit upset about it, a little bit. Even though, for all I know, someone said...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A funny joke. I don't know. You know, so I understand the fans' passion for it. I do. But I'd rather let it go much quicker than some other people can.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only thing I know about strategy is that whatever the manager does, it's wrong. Unless it works, in which case he's a button pusher.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Man, a lot of stuff to unpack here. A lot of stuff going on. And including the NBA. I can't believe the NBA is here. We've got a bunch of futures for you. I'm fired up for the NBA. So the Major League Baseball playoffs. There should have been a game tonight. Rain push this game to tomorrow. And, you know, you got to wonder when they knew or what the deal is. And, you know, people are talking about, because it is a big New York thing, George, where the Yankees and the Mets have been both accused of this a lot, of roping fans in while they know they're not going to play the game. The Mets, that, you know, was a big problem where people were like really upset. It takes a long time to get to a game in New York. So people spend all this time. Like, think about it tonight. How much money did the Yankees make on parking, George? That, you know, that's not refundable. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stuff like that. There's, you know, they make a lot of money from this, but I understand them wanting to get the game in and all this. Yet we have to wait. I was going to take the Yankees tonight, and in fact, the sportsbook didn't refund me. Last I checked, my money was still tied up in this game. The number has changed. It keeps going up right now, and there's been a pitching change for the Yankees with Cortez getting the start right now, George. Cortez, minus 165. The Guardians still have Savali listed as the starter at plus 145 right now.
Yeah, a couple of things here. Well, one, the Yankees have nothing to do with the cancellation tonight. That's Major League Baseball. The Yankees have no say in this, neither does Cleveland, for that matter. That's all up to Major League Baseball.
That's a good point.
Listen,
they don't control
a
playoff game.
The game in. All right, they want to get the game in because they want to avoid the afternoon game tomorrow. All right, they want to get it in tonight. I get it. I mean,
yeah, but what do you make of it? What do you make of the fact that Yankees are the ones that made the pitching change, not Cleveland?
Are you buying that? Are you buying that Savali's pitching tomorrow? All right, I know it's what Francona said. Why? The only thing I can think of is that he's just trying to think. Oh, well, you know what? Savali, Yankees aren't hitting. Well, he might pitch very well anyway. And this way, if we do beat the Yankees, we got Bieber going game one against the Astros. Is he thinking, you know, is he thinking like that? I mean, is
no,
he
you know what
here?
I think? What I think he's thinking? I'll let Savali go once or twice through the, I'll let him go once through the lineup and see what happens. If I can get three or four from him, and then I'll bring Bieber in.
It's ballsy. It's just ballsy, Gabe. I mean, Bieber said he wanted to pitch today. Today is a Monday, by the way. That he could pitch today. So I'm letting Bieber go. He's my best. I'm letting him go. I'm sorry he has to stop me. Maybe he can only give me four or five innings here, but he's going for me.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Savali's never pitched in the playoffs. Ever. Yankee Stadium? Game five? No, I'm going with Bieber.
Yeah. I understand. I understand both thoughts. I'm just speaking out loud. I don't know. Like, if that's the... I thought that, you know what I mean? They were like, and I saw someone tonight in Cleveland saying, you know, Bieber should go four or five innings tomorrow, right? So
that's what I
don't have a problem with it, George. Savali thought he was going to pitch. He's mentally prepared for this, right? He's got an extra night of rest. He's mentally prepared. He's watching the tape. They're going to manage, and we always talk about it, George. It's not like he's going to decide what pitches he's throwing, bro. You know what I mean? I mean, baseball is so robotic now, but they're going to tell him. Like, they're just going to say, just listen to us and throw the pitch that we tell you to throw. Right? To this guy, throw low. He's going to throw here. They're going to have a little report. I think they think, George, you know what I mean? Let's see if we can get through two, three innings here to line up once. And then we roll in Bieber for four or five. And then we go to our pen in the 7-8-9 type thing.
I think the pen's going to move at 7-8-9. I think I would reverse what you're saying. I would still have Bieber go. I don't think Bieber can go more than four or five innings anyway. Like I said, I don't know what his numbers are in 3 days rest. Maybe they're horrific. And maybe that's why this is not happening. Maybe he's dealing with
something. Yeah, but what's the point if you throw him out there for the first few innings and then it's scoreless and after three, four innings and he's out of the game, then he has zero impact on the game.
But I don't want my ace coming in relief. I mean, he's never done that before either. I want him to start the game.
I hear that, but there's a difference between – I hear that. I get it. But to me, there's a difference, George, between coming in as a starter in the third inning or fourth inning or something, knowing I'm going to pitch a bunch of innings, than taking, like, one of the starters in the ninth inning and saying, hey, you've never been a closer before, but we're going to drop you on the hiller in the ninth inning with the game on the line.
Yankees tried that. That didn't work with Talley on the game, too. Bieber could be useless tomorrow. What if the Yankees score four runs in two innings off Savali?
That's the thing. What if they get to him early? Then it's pointless to save Bieber, right?
I'm just not dying with that bullet in my chamber. I'm not doing it. I can't. I just can't.
They could. You know what? You're right, though, George. It would not. Would it shock you if we woke up in the morning and it was like, I have Bieber starting, change of pitcher? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I would be shocked if it's not Bieber, or at least very surprised.
Because it is a good point. Keep the Yankees guessing a little bit as well. You know what I mean? Right, just say whatever. Tell Savali, listen, nothing against you, but Bieber's going here, but we don't want, we want the Yankees and everyone to think we're not going to let people know until the media find out when they see you warming up tomorrow type thing in the morning, you know?
I don't think Bieber can give you more than 4 or 5, but if he gives you that, Clause A is going at least 2, if not 2+, maybe 3. So really, you're only worried about 2 innings then, 5th and 6th, to get through. And that bullpen's good enough to get through that. With you go Karinchak. I know he had problems. I think it was game 2 or 3 with the walking people. But still, De Los Santos is good. Hanchez has been good. Like I said, for me, Gabe, it's just something I believe in. I am not dying with my best player or best pitcher possibly not being of value tomorrow. Like I said, if you don't start him and you're down 4 runs, he's useless. He's starting for me.
Well, I'm wondering the same thing. We could talk about Tyler Anderson getting taken out of the game for the Dodgers, but they went down with Urias pitching once in the series, you know what I mean? Never getting back out there. A couple innings here, a couple innings there, but everything is just so micromanaged from upstairs now. I don't even know how much power the managers really even have. I think Francona does, though. I don't think Boone does. I don't think, how much power does Boone really have? Yeah.
Like, and Boone, he can make in-game moves, of course.
Who's the baseball guy telling Boone, though? It's not Cashman, right? So who's Cashman's guy that's feeding?
It's the analytics department. The Yankees are all analytics.
So they just have a staff, right? And Cashman, he takes what he likes from that and then feeds it in, yeah.
This is why Girardi got, guess why they got rid of Girardi. Girardi, even though he was called the binder, but he didn't always go by it.
That's what happened with Mike Socha, the old catchers, George. Old catchers, you can't tell them what to do, right? Like, they're going to be like, I'm not calling
that pitch. They used to call the game themselves.
Yeah.
Right? They used to run the game.
Yeah, but you can't.
But Boone has been horrific this postseason. I mean, he's been really bad.
But so has Francona. Francona, look at his weird challenges. Francona hasn't been on top of his game either.
But that's generally not the manager, right? They're being told. That's the challenge guy. All right?
Yeah, it's not football, George, where it's hard to. It's not football where it's hard to tell. Like, you're in the dugout, you know. It's not like football where it's like, I don't know if his foot was in bounds. He's 60 yards away from me. You're Francona, you're in the dugout. Like, you can't just throw the people under the bus. Like, Francona has eyes, too. He's on the field, right?
Yeah, but he's still, the players at least 30, 40, 50. Come on, your eyes the same at our age as they were when we were younger? Hell, I wear glasses now. So
my vision's perfect. I never squint. I have a hard time seeing a computer in front of me. It's one thing that bothers me, FanDuel, man. I don't like that. It's too white and light. I have a hard time reading the numbers now. I'm going to tell them, change your color font for old people.
I'm surprised they don't have an option like that, by the way. A lot of those sites do. Especially when you're doing, your phone. I know on iPhones we can change.
Oh, that's a good point. Hey, what, like dark or whatever? You're right. Hey, you can change the backdrop or something.
Change the background, dark, whatever they call it. But I know the iPhones, you can do that. But, challenges generally come from upstairs. That's why you always see him listening to the bench coach. He tells you, because he's talking to the guy, or girl for that matter, that's telling you, yeah, challenge it, yeah, don't challenge it. But challenges on both sides have been awful a couple of times. Like, what are you seeing that we're not seeing? It's fairly obvious that this
could happen. The umping's been awful, too. The umping was worse than the National League, though. No, to me. The San Diego LA was really bad. Like the umps, like the strike zone and the balls and strikes were whacked. All right, so I've never seen something like this before, guys, where the number has changed 3 times for this baseball game, George. It's never been played. Like there was an original number, it was 7, George, and then like tonight when it was supposedly going to be played at 10 o'clock or something, it moved to 7.5. Like, the total went up, which I found was weird, because I'm like, I don't know why the total would go up. Yeah. It's like, it's raining, the field's going to be wet, the ball won't, like, you know what I mean, like in the gap, the ball, it's like golf, it's going to drop. Like, I know they have good irrigation systems, but, yeah, like, the ball won't travel as much. Rain, for baseball players, isn't conducive to an over. Like, it isn't. And it went up, George, to 7.5. So I was like, all right, I got to get the bet in, whether they're playing or not. I'll just put the bet in, because I don't want to miss it in case they start. So I got the bet in. And now, boom, we see the change of pitcher for the Yankees with Nasty Nestor going now, -165. And, George, now they're back to 7 right now. We're all over the place with this game. Are you still taking the Yankees now tomorrow?
Yeah, but I think Bieber's going to pitch. I do. So that worries me a little bit. But I'm still taking the Yankees. Game 5, Yankee Stadium, it's Cleveland. I mean, they're going with, one of the reasons they're going with Nestor, who, by the way, also won't pitch deep into the game. He's on 3 days rest, so no one knows what he's going to do either, by the way. You know, then I think maybe Domingo Germán comes in, or Italian comes in after that. So it's a whole guessing game for the Yankees as well, what's going to happen tomorrow. It'll be a small play on the Yankees. I want to go on the under again, but my worry is this. It's 7 right now. I wonder if Bieber is announced a starter in the AM, if it goes to 6.5.
6.5, it will.
Yeah, because I think it's going to come down 0.5 run.
You could get that number now, but you have to specifically say action. Right? For baseball betting, guys, we'll get into this on the other side. If you want to take a chance now and you think, all right, because if Bieber pitches, the number will come down as well. But you could take the Indians and say action, which means it doesn't.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
No matter which pitcher is pitching, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late-night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe over at SiriusXM Channel 159. I'm on your 1090 ESPN Radio. The 50,000-watt juggernaut up and down the coastal, beautiful West Coast, and 97.1, The Freak. Shout out to Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio Networks. George Kurtz kicking with us. So I was talking about Jordan Poyer earlier, the Buffalo Bills. This guy, he had a collapsed lung. They told him, you can't fly. So he drove from Buffalo to Kansas City, played in a football game. Very heroic performance, stepping up for the team. Not like Armed Forces, like the people tuning in heroic, but sports heroic. And I want to pat myself on the back as well for stepping up. And Matthias can attest to this. And I don't know if you heard, Matthias, the thud, or you just heard me swearing after the incident happened right before the show started, in which I smashed my knee into the corner of a wood desk right in the set here. Like, really hard, too. Like, bang! Except I've done it like 3-4 times. And now, like, I've got, like, water, like, I can, like, my knee is damaged type thing. Like, plus, I had a little incident in Las Vegas with my knee as well. Like, basically, my knee's taking a lot of abuse. And did you hear the crash, or did you just hear me swearing and screaming after?
Oh, Gabe, I heard you nice dropped the whole set. I thought you broke your set, Gabe. I thought you dropped everything.
Nah, the wood is too thick for me to break it. If it, put it this way, my bone is breaking before the table is.
When you told me that you hit your leg, I was actually somewhat relieved because I thought it was actually your computer that you might have broke or something like that. So I was like, oh, thank God it's not the computer or your new phone.
Yeah, but you heard, yeah, exactly, the phone. Yeah, the phone. The phone's as much cost as much as the computer does.
Imagine if you shatter your screen on, like, the first week, right back to square one.
I turned around and, like, walked right into the pointy part of, like, this, like, it was very painful. It wasn't fun, Kurtz. So I think it was a heroic performance for me to step up and do this show right after the fact. I got to say, all right, so let's get into San Diego and Philadelphia. The series price opened -120. San Diego were -120 series favorites, and that's where it stands right now. It hasn't moved. San Diego -120. They played 7 times this year. Philadelphia won 4 of the 7, yet it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Right, like they played in July or whatever. They're two different teams now. They're both peaking at the right time. They're incredibly similar teams, George, in the way that they're built, with their pitching, with the power, the bats that they have, you know, right down to the fact, well, the Nola brothers going against each other is an interesting twist, but Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, George, right? Two superstars carrying their baseball teams Bryce Harper's been unbelievable. 3 home runs, 10 hits, and 23 at-bats, hitting .500 against the Braves in that series. And I find it interesting, George, that they were both sort of maligned over the years, but here they are right now, carried their teams to where they are. And they were both part of the same free agency class in 2019 as well. So it's come full circle. Who do you like to win the series?
I like the Padres. I like the Padres. I think everything you said is true. I do think the Padres pitching staff is deeper. I think once again, 7-game series, that bullpen, I think, is going to be an issue for the Phillies. I love the fact that, as for the Padres anyway, Hader seems to have figured it out, where he's that pitcher again, that dominant guy. Suarez is pitching well as the setup man in the 8th inning. And like I said, the Padres starting staff just goes, it's deeper. It's just deeper than the Phillies here. I don't know how much longer you can ride Wheeler and Nola, who have been fantastic, but the Padres can go, 4 deep into starters here? Yeah, Musgrove, Darvish, Snell, Clevenger, Minaya, they can be beat when those guys start, take the over. But I just like the fact that it's the bullpen that really convinces it for me. I like the Padres in 6.
I wouldn't expect those guys to start. I think things will get tightened up and shortened up here. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but
they're not going to go with 3 starters. One of them has
no, I know, but it'll sort of be a collection of guys in the other game. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Yeah. Like they're not going to say, all right, he's our guy. Like, no, it'll be like, all right, we'll take these 3 guys and it'll be all 3 of them, like, or whatever. It's sort of the 3, but you're right. Listen, it's fascinating though, if you look at the big 3, right? So Darvish, Snell, Musgrove, Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, who do you give the advantage to there? It's kind of even, but San Diego, slight advantage San Diego.
I mean, I might say that Wheeler, if I was going to do a fantasy draft, I might take Wheeler and Nola before any of the Padres, but it's Wheeler and Nola, then easily the next 3 are the Padres guys before I get to a Philly guy as a far 6th. So, I think it's close, but I do like the starting pitching better for San Diego, but I like the bullpen a lot better. I think the offense is about even.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that you raise. I do buy into what you're talking about the bullpen advantage for San Diego. The total is 7 in game 1 tomorrow night. So it's Wheeler versus Darvish, obviously. Right now, San Diego at -126, Philadelphia +108. George, there's a lot of power on Philadelphia's, in that dugout, in that lineup. A lot of power. But this is a big-time playoff game. Nerves are going to be, this just now it's for real, real. The winner's going to the World Series. You have 2 great pitchers on the hill. I got to say that this is going to be I don't think it turns into a track meet, do you? Maybe there's a couple of home runs here or there, but hard to bet the over 7, in my opinion, in this game.
I'm not betting the over. I'm not saying I'm going to bet the under yet. I don't have a feel for it, but I'm leaning towards the under. I love these strikeout props, by the way. Darvish, 5.5. Wheeler is at 4.5. I'm going to go over on both. And I think they're both going to strike out some players here. Like I said, I think there'll be some nerves. I think there'll be guys swinging maybe harder than they should be or not quite in their game for an at-bat or 2 here. That's probably my favorite bets right now, the over on the starting pitchers or their strikeout props.
George Kurtz kicking it with us, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. I think the Astros are going to win the World Series, George. And I know I'm not going out on a limb
right now. They're just laughing.
Yeah, even though the Dodgers underachieve, you're right. The Dusty Baker and the Astros are glad that they're gone.
The Dodgers were likely the only team that could have beaten the Astros. I mean, listen, I'm not knocking the Padres, possibly, but the Phillies think that same problem there. But the Astros are loving this. They don't care who, the Yankees and Guardians, they don't care. They know they're going to beat either one of those teams. Have a few more rainouts, all right? They're absolutely loving this. Major League Baseball screwed this schedule up big time. Great for the Astros here. And they get to wait. I know some people said, the Astros had a couple of days off. They might be rusty. Well, they played 18 innings on Saturday. They needed a couple of days to get everybody healthy. They are absolutely loving this, Guardians and Yankees going to 5 games, having another rainout. No rest for those teams. They won't get to Houston until, mid-morning of game night? 3-4 in the morning, assuming they take off right after the game? If not later than that, the game goes later? The Astros are living the good life right now.
You know who else is enjoying this? Mattress Mac. Mattress Mac is is poised to win the largest payout in American sports betting history if the Houston Astros win the World Series. He bet $10 million at various sports books. Houston furniture store owner Jim Mattress Mac, we all know who, you know Mattress Mac, has placed a total of $10 million in bets on the Astros to win the World Series at six different sports books in May and July. If Houston wins it all, Mac will take home a record $72.6 million. And I'll tell you what, we have Matoya Pearson on every Wednesday on the TV show.
Guys, am I here?
And you all right, George? I hear him say, am I here? Always something with this, like, Jesus. Oh, you know, like, it never ends. So, yeah, $72.6 million. Why is everybody so, like, challenged all the time? Like, I got, like, I've got to say, I've never been around people that, like, have as hard of a time using a phone. We'll find out what happened. Or maybe we won't. Who knows? At this point. Are we getting him back, Matthias? Right now, what's going on with Kurtz? I don't like problems. We have too many of them. Right? It'd be nice to just sort of smoothly get through a phone call without something happening. Except George, you know, between us and George, though, it's like, it's amazing, you know, that we were able to successfully talk for that long. Actually, you know what? To Kurtz's credit, actually, there's a lot less rattling than it normally is, to be honest. I bet you Mattress Mac has more money than this on this, too. Because he can't help himself. He bets all the time, this guy. So, yeah, $72.6 million. So, as I was saying, we have we got Matoy Pearson on from WinBet on every Wednesday. And he was telling us that WinBet is very concerned. He wasn't kidding. He goes, yeah, no, we've got a problem here, like with the Astros winning. So don't forget, too, he's a nice guy, this guy. A lot of people, like, you know, think, oh, he just does this for publicity. The guy's 71 years old. He owns a furniture outlet in Houston. How much publicity does this guy need? He's already gotten publicity, right? He likes to bet on sports. He really does. Like, you know what I mean? This isn't just a gimmick. He likes to bet on sports. He has money. And also, he turns it into cool promotions for his customers. I brought up Joel Osteen before. Listen, man, when they had that hurricane and the flood and all that in Houston, Mattress Mac let people sleep in the stores on the furniture and stuff. Joel Osteen didn't let people in the church. He locked the door. He said, no, I'm not letting homeless people in here. You crazy? So, yeah, so the bets are the latest in a series of wagers by Mac to reduce the risk of promotions at his gallery furniture store. Yeah. He's also just a degenerate. All right, so until recently, he offered customers who bought $3,000 or more in furniture double their money back. After we did the Kentucky Derby promotion, that was when the COVID recession was really coming on. The furniture business went from boom to bust. We had to do something to increase sales, and that certainly did. The promotion now offers customers who buy $3,000 or more of furniture their money back if Houston wins it all. See, that's a pretty good, like, promotion, actually. See, it's good for everybody. Because then if you're in Houston, it's like you're betting on the game. You know what I mean? You're betting on them to win. So it's like, all right, I'm going to buy a $3,000 couch or mattress or something. I'm going to go home and cheer for the Astros. And if the Astros win, I get it for free. So it's not a bad, you know, it's not bad. The Astros got pretty hot. The amount of exposure went up. Hopefully, I can give all this money back to the customers. In May, Mac wagered $4 million to win $42 million in Louisiana. He bet $3 million at 10-1 at Caesars and $1 million at 12-1 at WinBet. That's the one that Matoy was telling us about. They're on the hook for $12 million at WinBet. In July, he wagered $6 million to win $30.6 million, $2 million at 5-1 at BetGM, BetMGM at the Bellagio. He bet $2 million at Barstool Sportsbook in Louisiana. He bet $1 million at 5-1 in Iowa at Betfred. Like I said, this guy's just flying around the country placing bets all day. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com.
All right, we've got a George Kurtz update. He lost his internet or his power or something. I don't know. Something. So I was about to snap. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? What the hell is going on here? You know what? I don't mind, but I hate when I ask someone a question when I throw it to someone and they're not there. I don't know they're not there. All I heard George is say, can anyone hear me? And he was gone. Yeah, George, I don't know. George's in the dark right now. If you want to go scare Kurtz, now's the time to do it. In the middle of the night in Long Island. No, I don't encourage that. Less than 24 hours away from the start of the National Basketball Association. We got some future picks for you that we're going to get to. Man, this San Diego, where were we? We're going to conclude the baseball talk. Yeah, San Diego and Philadelphia, really tough series, isn't it? It really is. I think Kurtz is on. I think San Diego, I think he's right. I think the bullpen is a difference. I think the bullpen, San Diego's bullpen, is better than Philadelphia's, and I think it'll matter in very close games. They're both very similar. Like, they're both, you know what I mean? They're really evenly matched teams. They both have the same sort of thing going for them right now. It's a great series. As a Dodger fan, it sickens me, but it's a great series. I think San Diego wins. We got to give a pick. Now, I should let you know, I'm like Mattress Mac. I think the Houston Astros are going to win the World Series, and I have a piece of them. That's like the only consolation, whatever. The Dodgers are done, but at least I've got money on the Astros to win now. I like Dusty Baker, too. I think it's going to be Houston versus San Diego, and then Houston beats San Diego in the World Series. Rick Saratella will step up and in. NFL Draft Bible, SI.com. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.